MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes, this is MDN Shows, Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Daughter. We're rich. Today's audience is everywhere, wherever you are. We are reaching you. And today, I'm excited because we bring you one of the special guests. I mean, to talk about the currency, the new currency. Well, if you're wondering what is the new currency, that is intentional networking. My guest is an intentional networking strategist, an internationally recognized one. And today we'll be focusing on that because networking is the new currency. And if you have not started taking advantage of networking and making sure that you are networking the right way and your kind of networking is profitable, well, then this show is for you. If you know anyone who will find value in this, why don't you tell them to jump in right after this?
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
The undeniable choice for today is indeed Jocelyn Chong. Look, she has over 20 years of experience leading multiple eight-figure businesses, building high-performance sales team in the banking and finance sector, and with 15 years in leadership. But today, she is wearing the hat of the internationally recognized networking specialist. Jocelyn, thanks a gazillion times for saying yes. We want to swing the mic to you, but first, please take this opportunity to greet our listeners and viewers around the world and tell them why intentional networking is the new currency.
Jocelyn? Wow, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I am a networking specialist, business strategist, author, and keynote speaker. And I champion the topic around intentional networking because it is so important for us to network. Network is the new way of marketing. And when we network, we connect with like-minded individuals, company, and we also help build genuine relationships with others that can lead to, you know, lots of beautiful outcomes like sales, beautiful conversations, lots of nourishing relationships. And, you know, it's so much more than that. We are in a community of people that can see us, support us, and champion our success. So networking is very powerful. And I would really invite people to network effectively and intentionally.
What does intentional networking really mean? Because I believe so many of us have many ideas on that. Jocelyn?
It is. And what it means to me is that when you network intentionally, you are going in with clarity with the group of people that you want to hang out with a group of people that you can contribute, participate, exchange resources, support one another, be in a community that embrace each other and listen to each other actively. Because there are networks that we go into that are not intentional, and that leads to a lot of dramas, headaches, conflicts, chaos, confusion. And so I want people to be supported by their community. And when we do business or we do life, we want to be in an environment that sees us and that it's like a good soil. When you have seeds in good soil, you harvest good outcome. So think about it that way.
I love it. I love it. And look, we all want to get that right. But what are some of those biggest challenges about networking today or right now? And how does one overcome it?
So the common challenges is that a lot of people go into networking environment without thinking harder why they are there. They go in because they are asked to do that. They go in because it's a requirement for their business, but they're not clear in terms of what they really want to get out of that networking event and how they can contribute back to that networking event. So clarity is one way that we can actually solve that issue or that challenge. And when we are clear with who we want to connect with and we do that inner work, which means inner work comes with knowing your core values, excuse me, your vision, how you want to support someone else and how you want to contribute to someone else as well. So there's so many aspects to that, that when you have clearly a vision to know how you can be a contributor, an active player, when you enter into a networking environment, there is a different level of magnetism that you carry to that place. When someone walks in without clarity, they will oftentimes feel a bit lost, awkward, and that they are not going to get the kind of results they are looking for. So getting clear with the group of people that you want to hang out with, how they can support you and how you can support them makes a significant difference in terms of how you spend your time, your energy and your resources.
Yes. Whew. Being in that environment alone is a daunting experience if you don't know where to start, what to do. What is one piece of advice you'll give someone who's attending a networking event for the first time? Jocelyn?
A good starting point is to do some work on yourself. Number one is before you sign up to attend a networking event, make sure that you note down with clarity, what are you looking for in that networking event? When you walk in, how do you want to carry yourself? Do you have some questions in mind that you can start a conversation? Do you know how to introduce yourself when you walk into a networking event? Are you comfortable to share your perspective and ask questions out of curiosity, take notes and listen to other people's conversation? Do you know how to really navigate through the room in order to not keep yourself in one spot or in one group? Because a lot of times we feel awkward trying to excuse ourselves from a small group that we have just walked towards to, and that may not be the group that is ideal for us, and that's okay. But there are gracious ways to excuse yourself and move yourself around to another group and to ask questions, get to know people, be active listener, get engaged around the topics of interest that they are talking about. But if you have done that work and prepare yourself before you walk into a networking event, you are going to get so much more out of it.
Let's take one scenario for example. If anyone is attending tomorrow, what are you looking for? What should one really look for? That's one. And secondly, do you know how to introduce yourself? That is really good. That is a very good question you put out there. But now, if one is preparing right now and they've never, never, ever done this before, how does that even start? How does one really break the ice?
A good one is to write down about 150 words. Who are you? What do you do? What do you stand for? If you can answer those three key questions, and I invite you then to practice how you say that in front of the mirror. Maybe do it 12 times, 15 times so that it is natural for you. Because a lot of us, when we write something down about who we are, our mini bio, it's how we process that in our thoughts. But when you actually practice and say it out loud in front of the mirror and you see your own facial expression, it's another level of witnessing who you are and how you behave as well. So that's something that you can do if tomorrow you are walking into a networking event. And then the second thing is list down 3 to 5 questions that you are going to ask someone to start a conversation. So questions about, you know what are you working on at the moment? What is coming up in your world right now? What are the current projects that you're focusing on? You know, things that can help people open up without feeling as though they are being interrogated. Ask questions that really just keep the conversation quite lighthearted and allow people to build trust with you. And then when they trust you, they warm up to you, then they'll gradually also ask you about who you are, your thoughts on certain topics or trends at the moment. And you might then, you know, contribute your perspective and your views. So that's how you are having that dialogue with someone.
That's powerful. Now let's come to the real deal. What are some of those personality strengths that someone needs to possess in order to network effectively in a networking event?
The most important criteria and personality trait that you want to bring to a networking event is to be true to yourself. Be yourself when you walk into a networking event. You could be an extrovert and you could be very social. That's good. But you could be someone who's very introvert and a bit shy. It's okay. We've just given you some ideas to prepare yourself. So if you're more introverted and you're more shy, take what I've just shared and prepare yourself and walk in there. Feel that you are there, knowing that you bring your best self there. Don't be someone else. Just be yourself. Be your authentic self and you will shine through. Because when you are your authentic self, you will naturally vibrate an energy that is really warm, inviting, and people will want to get to know you. And that's what magnetism is all about.
Indeed. If you have just joined us, we are talking intentional networking with an internationally recognized intentional networking specialist. Jocelyn Chong is my guest. Networking is the new way of marketing, and you want to take advantage of that. Jocelyn, thanks a gazillion times once again for all that you have shared so far. These are gems that changes one, you know, once and for all. Tell us, what are some of those mistakes you think or feel we are making when it comes to networking as newbies?
Well, I will share from my personal experience. When I first started networking, I didn't know what's the best way to break the conversation or join a group. And so I would feel awkward and stay in a corner hoping that someone will walk up to me and have a conversation with me. And so that is awkward. And, you know, you feel like, where in the room should I place myself? And so it's important for us to have that confidence and walk up and join a group, maybe a group of 3 people, and say, hey, you know what, may I join your group? And, you know, can I join your group? You know, conversations like that. And usually people at networking event would open up their group and would welcome you into their space. So that's one mistake that I had quickly learned and realized that if I go to a networking event and I don't actually have a dialogue with someone else, the networking event is not going to be a very effective exercise for me. The other things that I had not done really well in the past was I didn't know how to express my views awe share my thoughts when people ask me a question. I was just actively listening and thought to myself, my views aren't good enough. My perspective is not something someone wants to listen to. And that's because I was not confident in myself. And so if you have that thought that, you know, your views are not important, you're not good enough, I'm inviting you to release those thoughts that you're not good enough. Everyone is good enough. Your views are important. So share your thoughts, share your views in a way that's gracious, in a way that is, you know, kind and polite. You don't, you know, some views can be quite strong and sharp, but, you know, just read the conversation and know how to give your perspective and offer your suggestion and not impose that on someone or do it in a way that is harsh. I think if you do that in a very gracious and elegant way, you know, people would be very open because your views make it so unique, right? And that's why we want unique views so that we can think differently, so that new ideas are birthed out of it. New concepts, new way of working, new approach to things can start from there. So think about that. In any other limiting beliefs, like you second guess yourself or you think that, you know, I'm not important, or you're just going in to tick a box because you're required to do networking for your business, change that mindset. And once you allow yourself to renew your mindset, you see the difference that can shift very quickly. And so once you shift quickly in terms of your mindset, what happens is that you will see the shift in the bottom line of the results, whether it's more people wanting to warm up to you and wanting to work with you, wanting to buy your product, wanting to ask you for a one-on-one conversation to learn more about who you are and your business, that opens up more opportunities for you.
Wow, that is a mouthful. Thank you for that. Look, it's not easy, but networking is the new marketing. I agree, is the new way of marketing. I agree with you 100% on that one. Now, how can our listeners and viewers find out more about you? Or do you have any resources that they can take advantage of to really prepare themselves for this?
Absolutely. So if you come to my website, there is a free masterclass on how to be a magnetic networker. Watch that masterclass. It's a short one, but it's a very, very powerful and potent one. And download the workbook and do the questions. Journal all your answers because that's where you're going to see so much value. And so once you have got that journaled, then start implementing that. Experiment that, test it, and then continue to refine it. So do that work, and I promise you, if you were willing to commit yourself to do that work, journal the questions after you watch the video, and you go out and you test it and see what results come back, that's where you see how much you have got within you to go out and network effectively.
Want to be that magnetic networker? You want to check out Jocelyn's masterclass, and the website is jocelynchong.com.au. That link is in the description. I'll take it again, jocelynchong.com.au. And where do they go from here, Jocelyn?
They can go to a number of directions from there. You can also find me on LinkedIn or Instagram, and you're welcome to come and book a call with me. I'll do a 45-minute strategy call. I'll help you understand what are your unique strengths and also where there are opportunities for you to lift up any areas of deficiencies and help you make better decisions when you have got those data in front of you. After we have done the call.
Yes. Definitely, yes. You want to take advantage of that. Now, we've come to the end of the show, but this conversation can continue on jocelynchong.com.au. Everyone who wants to be that magnetic networker, you don't just want to be a networker. You must be attracting, you know, people to you and contacts. And that is just what it's all about. Check that short masterclass. Thanks a gazillion times to you, Jocelyn, for your time, your wisdom, and for sharing yourself with the world. What are your last words?
My final words and remark for our audience are to invest in loving yourself deeper. The more you love yourself and the more you see yourself as a powerhouse, the more you will see others the same way as well. So love yourself more, build a deeper relationship with yourself this year, and you will magnetize the right people into your orbit. And you will enjoy a life of abundance that you can control and you can create for your lifetime.
Yes, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Jocelyn Chong. Check her out. From us to you, it's well done.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.